8:13, Galesburg's Morning News. Of course, Railroad Day is coming up later on this week, and one of the events surrounding Railroad Days is a big, big, big one. It'll be at the Field House out at Galesburg High School. It's the annual Railroad Days Train and Toy Show. Joining us to talk more about it this morning, a couple of the organizers, Larry Anglin. Larry, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
Good. Thanks for coming in with us. Barry Wehner as well. Barry, good morning. How are you today?
Fine, thank you.
All right. So it's 41st annual Railroad Days event. Is it the same number for the Train and Toy Show?
No.
Well, how many?
This would be our 24th year.
Still a lot of them, though.
Yes.
Still a lot of them. And, boy, an event that has just grown and grown and grown throughout the years, of course, at for many, many years at Carl Sandburg College. And then how have you felt? I mean, it seems like the venue you're in now seems almost perfect for the thing.
It is. It puts everything, all of us, there's 35,000 square feet. It puts everything under one roof.
Yeah.
And it's everybody's in air conditioning. It was problems out there at the school where there wasn't air conditioning, so nobody really has any complaints.
Yeah, and it's so cool. You know, as somebody walking through, you don't miss anything.
Right. Everybody, we set it up so that the toys are mixed in with the trains, and everybody walks by each person's table.
Mm-hmm.
That way. We kind of had things a little bit separated out at Sandburg. We had one end of it basically was the toys. And like I say, some people got to, you had to come up between the walkway between the two buildings, and some people that they got to that point, they didn't come on up and see the toys this way, or everybody can walk around and see everything.
You know, one of the cool things, Larry, about this, I mean, you get to see there's toys, there's things you can purchase, but some of the displays that the guys put up with the model railroads are just absolutely amazing.
Oh, yes. We've got regulars that come back. We got a new club out of Joliet that wanted to come, but we just didn't have the room for them this year. But we'll try to get them in next year. But this will be a record-breaking show. We have 368 tables.
Wow.
Can you believe that? And 77 vendors and 5 layouts.
Yeah, and the layouts are just, I mean, it's like there's whole cities in there with the trains running everything. It's such a cool thing. Barry, give us a little bit of history about the Toy and Train Show. Why did this get started and kind of how to get started?
This got started, my good friend of mine, Harry Grossman, who was out at Sandburg, and there was nothing, he was doing trains all the time and going to different train shows and so forth. And I had suggested to him that we do something at the mall. And now he didn't think about it. And then other guys from the train show suggested to him to do something. So he approached the president of the college at that time and told him what he wanted to do. And the president of the college said to him, he said, how much money do you think you could make? And Harry says, oh, I think we can make $500. Well, the first year, I can't remember stats anymore, but we made the college $1,800. That I do, and it was donations only.
Yeah.
And then the thing was totally successful. They could see the school went out and bought 200 tables, and then Harry, I always helped Harry with it from the beginning. I'm still doing the one thing that I started from the beginning was putting the direction signs out. I've never gotten out of it. I tried to get out of it when I was out at Sandburg. But Sandburg, all they did was supply me with the people to put the signs in the ground. I still had to go out and show them where they had to go.
Man. So you need to learn to delegate better, Barry, I think.
Yeah. Anyway, it went that way. And then Mr. Grossman moved out to Arizona. And then I would take care of making – Larry was a good guy for taking literature around for us. I kept everything going. Harry would come back here a couple months before and get everything lined up as far as getting displays and vendors and so forth. And then, like I say, 14 years ago, when the railroad pulled out from underneath us, he said, Barry, we'd added that new building out there, Building B. He said, why don't you take that and put toys over there? Because he said, we got to have something new that'll draw people here. And it proved out about a third of the people that come here are for the toys. And then it's carried on. And then, like Larry, basically took Harry's spot. Like I say, Sandburg used to do basically everything. The only thing we had to do was go out and get the vendors, and they took care of, and we'd tell them where we wanted tables. And now I do the biggest share. Larry does, but I mean, we do it all. I have to
order
the tables, buy
jobs.
All the tables, rent the gym, get the food vendors, everything. And
yeah, so Barry Wainer with the Train and Toy Show, Larry Anglin as well. Larry, how'd you get involved?
Well, I've always been a train fan since I was a kid, and modeling and collecting is what more I do than modeling. But I kind of mentored under Harry, but we just never knew when he was going to leave. He kept threatening every year, well, I'm going to be done. So, and then people were going around saying, Larry, you're going to take over the show. And I said, I never said I was going to take over the show. You know, it's a big job.
You
know?
Got it dumped on him.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
So, you know, I've been doing it for 6 years now. The last two at the college, and then now 3 years here at the high school.
Yeah, and it's such a great setup. I mean, easy to get to, in and out, and you come in and you just kind of circle around, and you probably miss something, so you circle around again, and maybe a couple more times.
That's right. There's people. I've seen people out there spend 4 and 5 hours out there. I know there's one couple that come down, and I see them out there all the time. I remember them coming, and they spend the day here. I probably come from, I don't know exactly where they come from. I know we probably draw a lot of some people out of Chicago area. We draw people from all over the country, really.
Yeah.
I haven't kept stats like Mr. Grossman used to do with the door prizes. He used to sit down and go through every one of them and to see what percentage of people was in the from the school in the college district.
Mm-hmm.
And only about a third of the people were from that. Everybody else was from the outside. And he would pull the statistics where people, what states they came from, and so forth.
Well, I got a dealer from Seattle, and I got one from Coral Gables, Florida. So
wow.
There's your...
So yeah. from coast to coast, literally, then. Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
And we got lots of new dealers, and we got a couple come from Atlanta, New York. I mean, this is amazing, because the shows in Illinois, I go to all of them, because I promote, and... They don't do this or get them kind of people. This is what Galesburg needs to be proud of. I mean, we are drawing people to what's a fairly small show compared to your other shows, but we are the biggest and most attended downstate show in Illinois now.
That's one of the cool things I think people don't understand about Railroad Days and all the things that go along with it. Yeah, there's the stuff, and I think a lot of it is for local people with the carnival and that, but when you the railroad stuff itself, I mean, yeah, with the train and toy show and other railroad related things, I mean, you see so many different license plates in town. You'll see picture people along, you know, whether it's out on County 10, out by the yard, or different crossings with their cameras out and taking pictures and video and everything. It draws a lot of people here, which is really cool thing.
Yeah, but we got that rainy weather looming over us that it's hard.
Yeah.
You know, you want to put a lot into it, but
right.
You're going to still do it. But
yeah.
There's that looming rain that's being forecasted.
Yeah, I mean, the National Weather Service are saying now that at least for the weekend itself, it should be good. What are the actual times and days of the Train and Toy Show?
Okay, it Saturday from 9 to 4, Sunday from 10 to 3.
Okay, and of course the field house out at Galesburg High School, easy to get to, plenty of parking there, and you get what's the cost?
$5
mm-hmm.
to get in to children under 12 free.
Mm-hmm.
And also we out there the parking. I have a golf cart running around to pick up any elderly people that need to get up to the doorway, and I have a graduate from high school that's doing it for us this year. Had a celebrity last year.
Yeah, that Iker kid.
Yeah. Oh, Josh. Yeah. Okay.
He did the driving.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, and the neat thing is, like, it's not just trains. It's the train and toy show. There's a lot of different things. I know Jim Lee gets out there every year and finds a new Hot Wheels, and there's all kind of little, find all kind of neat memorabilia, that whether train-related or not, that you see some really. Larry, tell me what the most unique thing you remember seeing at one of the shows over the years.
Well, we had a layout. Was he at the college with the tornado?
Yes.
Yeah. There is a guy that's got a layout, and he has a tornado come across
really?
The layout. Is that really unbelievable?
Wow.
Yeah, that was really
that
something.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was an engineer from from St. Louis area. I remember when he brought that there, the story. He had a friend bring it from St. Louis to our show. He flew in. His wife picked him up at midnight. He came in from China and then came down here and set the thing up that day. And that, I'll tell you what, it was just amazing. You couldn't, you know, he went across there, how it worked. Like I say, he was an engineer.
Yeah.
And it was really neat. And he built – I understand about it, but it's been so many years ago. I guess he's built other things. He built that and sold it to somebody. And he built some other stuff, but I don't know what it is. Mr. Grossman could tell you, but like I say, I'm not into the trains, and that was back in his years.
Yeah. Well, one of the neat things about this, you don't have to be a train enthusiast to enjoy
this.
Is that so? I mean, if you have kids, I don't care what age, they're going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think train enthusiasts or not, you get in there, you're going to really enjoy seeing the work that, I mean, it's amazing, the detail that some of these guys put into these displays, right. It's pretty amazing.
I used to have my neighbors next door, they would come out every year, they weren't even into trains, just to see the different displays. And they knew they came every year, they weren't in a train buff, they were older people. And they'd come out and support us, and they just wanted to see the different layouts, and that was it, or different things that we had. One thing I want to emphasize, that we do have the Antique Tractor Association here locally. We'll have their display of tractors out front this year.
Yep, I forgot about that. They had some out there. Was that last year or the year before?
They've always, had them. Okay. Ever since I've had the show 14 years, they've been out there.
So that kind of adds to it as well, the experience outside on your way in. Yeah. What else you got, Larry?
To draw the kids in. We would like to get kids more involved because there's not as many anymore, you know?
Yeah.
But we have the Lego Man again this year.
Oh, okay.
Everybody loves that. He has a nice display and layout.
Mm-hmm.
It's unique.
Yeah. Yes, it is. I mean, to believe that you can build a running train out of Legos.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Well, that's the thing. Like you said, there's not as many people. A lot of the guys that have been doing this for a long time getting a little bit older, and not seeing as many young people getting into it. So it's kind of maybe give your child a chance to get enthused about something like that and get interested in a great hobby.
Yeah.
Larry Englund, Barry Wainer joining us this morning. The annual Galesburg Railroad Days Train and Toy Show out at the Fieldhouse at Galesburg High School. Saturday, 9 to 4. Sunday, 10 to 3.
Yes.
And just $5 admission. Children under 12, free. And and there will be some food out there, some food vendors as well. And
Hy-Vee is our...
Hy-Vee.
Okay, so some food available. And you can... I tell you what, you can spend... Can spend a few hours out there if you want to absolutely see everything and take a look at everything there. It's a really fun time. Anything else we need to know, guys?
I think we're set to go. I've got a little tweaking to do
All right. When do you actually start setting up? Like early Saturday morning or Friday night?
Friday morning.
Oh, Friday morning.
You have to.
I guess with that many,
the tents and so forth will be set up, Thursday out there.
Okay.
In the grounds out there. And like I say, Friday morning, starting at 8 o'clock is when we get in and get tables set up. And then, like I say, we'll be there putting our 9 o'clock that night because we'll let our vendors in at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The ones that want to come set up, and then, like I say, they'll be there setting up in the morning from 6:30 until 9 o'clock. The vendors will. So,
all right. The annual Railroad Days Train and Toy Show, Galesburg High School Fieldhouse, Saturday from 9 to 4, Sunday from 10 to 3. Barry Wainer, Larry Englund, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.